Very good morning to one of our favourites, Mark Hughes. Good morning, Mark.
TK and Loz, good morning.
How are you, mate? How are you travelling first up?
Yeah, travelling well, mate. I'm actually heading down to Sydney as we speak. Quite a special day. I've been nominated for the New South Wales Australian of the Year, so I've got all that to do today. So it's a really big day.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so that's nice. And I'm a nervous coach. I've got the footy on Thursday, so I'm just finalising game plans and tactics.
Oh, good man. Now, tell us a little bit about the award you've been nominated for. Is that just with your foundation?
So New South Wales Australian of the Year. There's four finalists there. And then today someone will be selected, and then that person will then move on to the Australian of the Year on Australia Day, we want, you know, from each state. So it's quite a huge honour to be involved in. And, you know, there's guys like Kurt Fernley from Newcastle. He's also nominated.
Yep.
So it's, it's a really big thing. And, it's, you know, due to all this amazing support from our foundation and the Beanies that I've managed to sneak in there.
Well, you've certainly made a lot of difference, mate, to people's lives and yourself, mate. But how are you travelling personally?
Travelling great.
Yep.
I've just come off 2 weeks in Borneo. I took 37 supporters of the foundation over to Borneo, and we did a 2-week trek. We traced the Sandakan Death March, which is a huge Australian war history there. It's a shocking story. But we did it about 300 Ks, which included mountain biking and walking. You know, and we raised about $350,000. That was awesome. My health's great. I get scans every 4 months. So everything's going really good. So I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, mate, you mentioned that you're coaching, and that starts on Thursday. This is, again, for the foundation, but it's going to be a great competition up there at Gosford in Central Coast Stadium, quite obviously. And we've got some superstars, well, from the past, I should say, superstars from the past turning out.
Sure I have. It's going to be a great day at Central Coast Stadium. And, you know, I'll be there with the Knights, Manly. I'm expecting a big thing from the Broncos this year. Blokes like Wendell and Gordon will be looking to you know, they bowed out early last year, the Broncos, and they're not used to that type of finish. So I'm expecting big things out of them. The Bulldogs were the team last year, and I heard they've been training a bit again. So I think they're going to be the team to beat.
Yuzi, when these all the ex-players get together, you know, while it's, you know, semi sort of tough, I suppose you could say, who's the ones that really get stuck in?
Yeah, who gets the white line fever?
Is it Gordy Tallis, Spud Carroll, Chief?
No, the Chief's knees won't allow him to play. But last year, I think the Canterbury, you know, big Willie Mason took a fair bit of holding. You find Andrew Ryan was outstanding as well. I think you find as the day goes on that the intensity seems to lift. And there's a nice prize pool there at the end of the day for the winning team. So the competitive juices does come out. So I know it's an old cliche, but it might just come down to who wants it most.
I love all these old tournaments, Yuzi, because at the start everyone's, oh, no, we'll take it a bit easy. And then by the end everyone's ripping in and it's like the old little touch and I'll go a bit more of a shove and then the next thing you know it's full-on contact.
That's right, mate. You know what? It's like an old like forearm across the snoz and there's that 5 seconds of rage and then, you know, it starts to build and you get hot and they get tired and...
And how many teams have you got? How many teams have you got, mate?
I've got eight, I think it is, mate.
Yep.
Parramatta are in there. There's a Barbarians team, which is made up of a mixture of players. They'll be exciting to watch. It's going to be an awesome day. I really think from last year, teams have sort of got a feel for what it's about. But I think they're going to come back a bit harder this year. So I couldn't recommend enough to come out, come and have a really great day and, you know, meet all the players. They all sign autographs. It's just a real carnival. Friendly, fun, family day.
Yeah, mate. There's so many players there that are still in pretty good nick, and there's some who aren't in such great nick. But so you got the you got Barbarians, you got the Broncos, you've got Manly, you've got the Canterbury side who are the defending champions. I'm pretty sure they beat Newcastle in the final last year. You've got Parramatta, Newcastle as well. So yeah, it's a good fun sort of day, and I think the weather prediction's fine. Gates open from midday, Mark.
Yeah, they sure do. So just a great afternoon, and it's going to be, it's great to see, you know, Nathan Hindmarsh. There's so many, you know, names that, you know, the Beaver's still fit. running on them edges, off cliffy lines, mind you. So it's good to watch that combination unfold, and I'll have to be at my coaching best to try and stop that combination.
I'll tell you, would have been training and getting himself ripped and ready to go, big Wendell.
Oh,
he'll have the shirt off, walking around up there.
Yeah, I mean, he was prancing around last year, and they got knocked out early, and I know he didn't like it, so I think Wendell's going to be someone we're going to have to stop on Saturday.
Yeah, so it's a round-robin format between the eight sides. The two top teams will play each other in a crossover for a semi-final format. So the two teams advancing through to the grand final, the two winning teams obviously advancing through to that grand final. There's $100,000 in prize money up for grabs, but it's all for a great cause, Mark, and your foundation as well.
Yeah, Matt Hill and his team do an awesome job putting this together, and it was just great to have all the players together last year and, you know, catching up with everyone and just seeing the supporters. Just absolutely loving, you know, catching up with all the old players. So it's a really great fun day to be a part of, and to support the Mark Hughes Foundation, it's a great thing to be a part of.
Oh, that'll be great, mate. We look forward to it this weekend as we're giving away tickets on the program this morning. At gates open at Central Coast Stadium at 12 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, so that Newcastle side too, Danny Badiris is there, Kurt Gidley's having a run. Owen Craigie, what sort of nick is Owen in these days?
Oh, look, I'll use Owen in short bursts, but he'll make an impact.
Use him when you've got the ball.
Robbie O would still be okay.
Oh, Robbie O's very fit.
Yeah, Robbie O's very fit.
He does triathlons or something, doesn't he?
He does a lot of training, so yeah. Robbie O's very fit, so he'll be right. Bedsy's still fit, so I'll work him around the middle. I'm looking to get plenty of minutes out of him, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic, mate. We urge everyone, you can purchase those tickets online. You just go to Legends of League Tournament 2018, which is under the website legendsofleague.com.au, and all the proceeds go to that Mark Hughes Foundation. Mark, congratulations firstly. It's just an honour to be nominated for New South Wales Person of the Year, then go on, if you win that, to Australian of the Year. We wish you all the best today, mate.
As always, thank you so much for all your support.
No worries. Mark Hughes thanks there. And, of course, don't forget, too, the Legends of League Championship up there at the magnificent Central Coast Stadium.
Yeah.
It's a shame it doesn't get more use, but that's another matter for another day. And that's from midday. The gates open midday. And, there's legends there, mate. Yeah. They're everywhere. Lottie Takiri's having a run. Wendell Saylor. Tunza.
Yeah,
Tony Carroll. Oh, geez, there's some good sides up there, aren't they? Gordon Tallis will be having a run. It'll all be about Gordy there.
Well, if you love your rugby league, it's a great place to go on a Saturday afternoon, in particular if you're missing it in the off-season. They raise plenty of money. They do a great job, the Mark Hughes Foundation. They've helped plenty of people out there in the community. Mark himself is going through a big battle, and it's great to see Mark nominated as one of those four people in the running for New South Wales Person of the Year. And if he wins that today, then he's nominated to be Australian of the Year. So congratulations to Mark, regardless of whether you win or not today. You're certainly a winner in our eyes for everything that you've been doing and everything that you and your family have been through. But if you want to support the Mark Hughes Foundation, get up there to Central Coast Stadium on Saturday. Buy tickets on the Legends of League.
legendsofleague.com.au, and stay listening this week too. We'll be having some ticket giveaways with some prizes, just keeping you updated with what's happening over there in Guyana. It's our women in action. They're bowling against Ireland. Ireland in trouble after 12 overs. They're 4 for 46. We're expected to crush them. We're on target to do exactly that. And also in the Premier League this morning, that big Manchester derby, how big would it be? Manchester City dominated from the get-go. They won by 3-1. Arsenal 1-1 with Wolverhampton. Chelsea FC 0-0 with Everton, while Liverpool beat Fulham 2-0.